Yisrael Maydad is an educator. He's a columnist, a media analyst, and he joins us this morning. Yisrael Maydad, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning to you. I am fine.
So it was actually such a perplexing question for me, because I couldn't understand, and I haven't been able to understand for all of this time, how Israel was hoping to manage the situation without taking over full control of Gaza. In any war post-World War II, the Allies had to take over Germany before finding a way forward. If you're not controlling the police and you're not controlling civilian, quasi-civilian organizations, especially when you know they're embedded with Hamas operatives, how did Israel ever hope to really change the situation? What was the thinking until now?
Well, I think everybody should take into consideration that, unfortunately, Israel has been under a huge pressure campaign, first by the Biden administration, mm-hmm. second by the European Union, and third by the empire, I call, of the NGOs, those non-governmental organizations that use ethics and morality in their campaigns, not to do this, not to do that, and of course not identifying the problem. The problem of starvation, which of course doesn't exist, but say hunger, right, in Gaza, is that Hamas is stealing the food that's coming in, and so it's counterproductive. We didn't feed Germany in 1944, and we shouldn't have to feed Hamas in 2025. So that's the problem. Hamas is the problem. What results from Hamas rule is unfortunate. So, for example, should Israel, together with Egypt, open up the borders and tell the local Gazan residents, you want to leave, you're now free, you have the freedom of movement. Or you want to move to somewhere, for example, North Sinai, in the meantime, until we clean things up. But the international community pressures Israel not to do any of this, so we can't actually win a battle. Now, as you say, we have to take over as much as possible for an extended period of a few years now, it seems, because we have to also reconstruct Gaza. We can't leave the situation. You don't have to believe in the Trump plan of beachfront villas, but you have to do something there. There's a lot of munitions and armaments left around. You can't let a civilian, we'll be blamed for letting the civilians back in again.
Right.
So obviously we have to take some sort of control, whether it's military control, whether it's a mixed civil military control, whether it's an international force, perhaps. I doubt it, but I mean, these are the options, and everybody should be open to discussing them.
Well, I mean, that was the brilliance, I think, of Trump's AI strategy, because it says, you know, he was throwing it out and said, if you don't come up with something, this is my vision. You know, it had gambling, semi-naked women, it had Bibi Netanyahu there, it had Gaza's biggest nightmares all taking place along the beachfront. So it really, what he was saying is, come up with something that is workable. But we haven't really seen that. Is it also because the voices in Gaza who are not supportive of Hamas, I won't say supportive of Israel, but at least not supportive of Hamas, is it because they have been stifled, or do they simply not exist?
Well, there are voices, and of course they've even paid with their lives for it. We've seen shootings there in between the various groups. But the point I'd like to impress upon the listeners is that I think Israel, more than any other actor in this unfortunate last 2 years almost, is the only one actually caring for the people. Everybody else is supporting Hamas, which of course oppresses the Gaza population, forces them to be a mobilized force for terror. Gives them, the Gazans themselves, the choice. You want to remain refugees, you want to come back to Israel, which is not, you know, on the table right now. You want to go abroad temporarily, you want to go abroad permanently. Let's talk to the people instead of talking to a terror organization or criminal gangs, and get down to the public. This is real liberalism. This is real democracy. Everybody else, from Amnesty to International Red Cross to the Biden administration, Macron, is talking politically about Gaza rather than talking about what is happening to the Gazans and what is happening to the Israelis. That's the problem. Can we solve that rather than some other political situation that is not on the table now?
How did this level of cognitive dissonance blunder its way into the entire approach to this war, in your view?
Well, look, Zionism has always, from the 1920s on, not only recently, has faced the criticism that we're a foreign element, we're colonialism, now they call it settler colonialism, or that we don't really belong, we're a religious group, we're not a community, we're not a nation. It's always been there, okay? And the talk now among the intellectuals, about the academics, in the media, is that Israel and Zionism somehow is still a negative force that can't be accepted. Therefore, whatever the Arabs do, whether it's Fatah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, or whatever, is okay as long as they don't do too much of it. And so when Israel is finally forced to come in, then they scream, they yell, and they say everything is wrong. And so Israel is always in a bind, or Israel is always blocked into a corner, ideologically, politically, and otherwise. And that, of course, forces us, unfortunately, into situations where we have to use force. And when force is used, the voices rise even higher.
So what is likely to happen now? Israel is moving towards occupying, which I think it is going to be doing, occupying Gaza, or at least a good portion of it. What happens following that?
That depends on whether Qatar, UAE, United States, all the outside actors will say, listen, we have a plan, put it to Israel, Israel accepts it, everything is okay. And there'll be Arabs in Gaza, and there'll be economic revival over a period of 5 to 10 years. And as long as Iran is prohibited from putting in weapons, I think we can have some sort of a relative peaceful existence. Otherwise, I don't know. Gaza will be taken over for a long period of time, and we'll see what happens. It's very difficult to tell if the one actor is acting irrationally, ideologically, out of hate, out of a rejection, out of a negation of Israel and Zionism.